The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, we're starting a series next week, and they just put it up, is summoned to pray. You have been summoned to pray. One of the greatest things you do is to pray. My house shall be called the house of prayer, and you are the house of God. You pray, and you constantly pray. Can I have this? Like Romans 12, verse 1, it says, I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14, it says, seeing that when we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. That means that we are also, Jesus is our high priest, but we are priests unto our God. And that's why Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, you also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. That means that he went on to say that we are a royal priesthood, verse 9, a chosen nation, called forth to show forth his praise. That means that we are kings and priests, according to Revelation chapter 5, of our Most High God. That means that as priests we offer sacrifice, as kings we make declarations, we make decrees. And so today I want to talk about the power of spiritual sacrifice. In the next 40 days, we'll be giving God sacrifice. Many people say, oh, because the Old Testament is gone, then there's no more sacrifice, but that's not just true. A system of sacrifice was instituted by God among his people because he wanted to be in their midst. When man sinned and God chose the people from them, the Jews, he wanted to show forth an example so that the world can copy. God's original plan was always to be with man. His name is called Emmanuel, God with us. God desires to be with us, and that's why he gave them a system. The Bible says he took even Moses to the throne room and said, build this tabernacle according to the pattern you have seen. That means that what Moses replicated on earth is the pattern in heaven. It's the same pattern in heaven. In Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1 to 2, he said, now, this is the main point of the things we are saying. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary of the true tabernacle, which the Lord erected and not man. In other words, what Moses erected in the Mosaic tabernacle is the one that is in heaven. And what there, in that place, Jesus has offered once and for all. But what they were seeing was that, what Moses was seeing is that constantly there was blood there, and they needed to replicate it here. He said, when you do this one here, then I will be able to come and stay with you, because if I come, it's like fuel and fire. I'm a consuming fire and you have become inflammable. So when I come near you, my holiness will kill you. And so he wanted this sacrifice to atone. This sacrifice I mentioned in Leviticus chapter 1 verse 3. And these sacrifices are five of them. They are divided into two sets. And the first set is what we call the atoning sacrifices. They are stoning sacrifices. And these atoning sacrifices is the one that when Jesus died on the cross, the atoning sacrifices stopped. It has to do with blood. The sin and the trespass offering, God took no pleasure in. God did not take pleasure in this sin and trespass offering. Because we must understand what's the sin offering, what's the trespass offering. And Jesus, the sin offering is atonement for the sin nature of the heart. In other words, when Jesus died, he took away our sin nature. He paid for it. Because when man sinned and disobeyed God and obeyed another person, what happened was that man traded. Because the enemy is always trading with us. The enemy only has one thing to trade with you, is sin. And when he trades sin with you, it takes away your inheritance. Every day we are presented with trade. Either trading with God or we are trading with the enemy. And the enemy presents to you something that is very suiting, is very fine, but it is packaged sin. The trespass offering is for evil behavior. What's trespass? Trespass means that I know what to do, but I've decided not to do it. And these are the two offerings called the atoning offering. You see them, they will slaughter the animal. One of them they will send into the wilderness. And the person that does that one will first of all wash, because why? God takes no pleasure in the trespass offering. How do I mean? Jesus was on the cross, and the Father turned away from him, and he said, "Why has thou forsaken me?" He takes no pleasure in sin. But I thank God that Jesus has made the final sacrifice, that I don't need to kill any bull anymore. I don't need to come and plow blood anymore. But the thing is this, is that there are other sacrifices, and all these other sacrifices are not atoning sacrifices. They are the non-atoning sacrifices. They are the non-atoning sacrifices, and these non-atoning sacrifices are still prevalent today. And most times, because we feel that every sacrifice is done with, I'm the righteousness of God, I don't need to come with any sacrifice anymore. No. And it's, and you know the funniest thing is that this sacrifice, the burnt offering, the grain offering, the peace offering, brought us near to God, and they are voluntary. You are not forced. You see, sometimes when we give you offering envelope and say, go and pray about it, we're not forcing. There is no pressure here to give. We believe that the greatest sacrifice you can give is the one that is voluntary. Even in the Old Testament, this offering was still voluntary. And this is the type of offering. So you must understand what passed through the cross. You must understand what the cross changed. And you must understand what did not pass through the cross. One of the things that passed through the cross was Davidic worship and praise. And in the Davidic tabernacle, you will see these three voluntary offerings constantly going. David will tell you, I will not give to God that which did not cost me anything. Nobody forced him to do it. He said, you will not build the temple, but David provided everything for the building of the temple. The burnt offering signifies a surrendered life. A surrendered life. And that's why Apostle Paul was telling them in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. From Romans chapter 1 to, chapter 11, he was talking to them what Jesus did for them. The thing Jesus did for them, he was talking to them how Jesus took away the sin nature, how Jesus has imputed into their account righteousness. And in verse 12, in chapter 12, verse 1, he said, I beg you. In other words, I'm not forcing you. And what is it? I want you to present your bodies. The first offering of the burnt offering is the whole burnt offering. When they bring the animal there, they burn it. There is nothing taken away from it. And you must understand that the burnt offering is a sacrificial spiritual offering. Your life, you can fast without a surrendered life. The surrendered life where you say, not my will, but yours be done. Not my will, but yours be done. This first offering was initiated in Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 to 21, when Noah came out of the ark. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings unto the Lord. Understand that there were no animals on the earth anymore, only the one in the ark. And Noah took seven of the clean animals into the ark, and now he's burning them. That means that he's burning his seed. The Bible says, and the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Is it the animal smell? God does not. He was the one that created them. I believe this aroma he smelt was the heart of Noah. The heart of Noah. We are not supposed to give an offering that does not give a smoothing smell. The sin offering and the trespass offering does not give an aroma to the Lord. The Bible says, and the Lord smelled a soothing aroma, and the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake. Although the imagination of man is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. Because of one man, he made a covenant and a rainbow appeared in the sky. So no matter of how many rain falls, when you see the rainbow, is that covenant. Who did it? Because somebody gave a full burnt offering. There are many of you, because of your surrendered life, because of your father's surrendered life, things were happening. He said, because of David, I will punish you, Solomon, but I will not do it in your time. Why? Because of your father David. There are many of you are the one to start a new generational bloodline for your family. And it starts with something that has to do with creating a new pattern and a surrendered life. In Romans chapter 12 verse 1, he said it again. I beseech you, brethren, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. This is the burnt offering. And my life is an offering to the Lord. I have no desires of my own. This is a complete surrender of our lives. Laying down of our dreams, desires, and cares. For the next 40 days, we'll be laying down our cares, laying down our desires, our desire to eat, our desire to go on social media, our desire to do what? Our affection is now turned to the Lord. Fasting is a spiritual sacrifice. And let me tell you the truth, many people do not know. Even the people on the other side fast. Why? The more powerful an offering, the more potent the deity. You want to, when nations want to go to war and they are asking a God what they want to, how they will get it, they will say, okay, want to win. They won't ask you for egg. The Bible says in 2 Kings chapter 3, the king of Moab was being pursued by the children of God. The king of Moab. They have already gotten a prophetic word that you will win in this battle. The king of Moab recruited people to fight. He could not. You know what he did? He killed his first son. And the Bible said there was indignation against Israel. Oh, you must understand this. You must. And you know what? This is the first offering. Without this offering, the next two are useless. It's a surrendered life. You can't afford not to live a surrendered life as a believer. Surrendering your desire and everything. Sometimes I see people and I tell myself, you know, every time I get to God and I begin to pray, he starts telling me, these are the things I'm seeing in your life. I repent immediately. There's no need to argue. You can't live a surrendered life and live the life the way you want to live it. You are no longer your life, your owner of your life. You are now a bond servant. It's what the master says you should do. There is no argument. The next one is the grain offering. It's from the fruit of your labor, also called a memorial offering. The fruit of your labor. The grain offering has to be presented as a cake or cooked or baked. That means that you have to get the grain, you have to grind the grain. And in the wilderness, there was no machine. That means you will use grinding stone to grind corn into powder. It's not easy. And the funniest thing is that in the wilderness, they were not planting corn. So everything they had that time was the seed they took from Egypt. Oh, you didn't get it. They were eating manna, and God is saying, I want you to give me grain offering, voluntary offering. This is not a compulsory offering. So they will take their grain, their seed they were going to use. That means that they are forsaking their tomorrow. And they will grind it. And the Bible says, you know what? You will bring it and mix it with oil and frankincense. And all the thing the priest will do is to take a handful, put it in the fire, and the rest becomes for the high priest. And that's why it's called a memorial offering. And Apostle Paul was alluding to this fact. This was brought to worship God and acknowledge the provision of God. That's the grain offering. I will take my labor. That's why you give offering in church. Because it's from your sweat. It's from your labor. It's from everything. But first of all, the grain offering is put upon the burnt offering. The grain offering does not stand on its own. You can give an offering, very good offering, but you are not living a surrendered life. That one is not acceptable to God. Are there some offering that is not accepted? Sorry, this message is not very easy today. You're not laughing with me. It's okay. But it's about the surrendered life. It's a grain offering. I bring an offering. I bring the fruit of my labor, my hard work, what I labored for to give to you. Why? Because I acknowledge that this strength, the power to make this thing came from you. And I'm giving it to you. so that there will be food in your house. In Philippians 4:15 and 18, this is what Apostle Paul was talking to referring to the church in Macedonia. He said, now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessities. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Indeed, I have all and abound. I'm full, having received from Epaphroditus the thing sent from you, a sweet smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well pleasing to God. In other words, you have given me, but this your offering is pleasing to God. This is the grain offering Apostle Paul was talking about. And it's a memorial offering. The high priest take a handful, put it in the fire, and the rest belongs to him. And the Bible says it's a sweet offering to the Lord. It becomes a memorial before God. A memorial before God. We are entering into a season of Teshuvah, the 40 days of Teshuvah, where the Jewish people will separate themselves. They will separate themselves and fast and repent and begin to pray. This is the season they do that. And after they do it, they now give what is called a zakah offering, which the Muslim calls the zakat offering. You know why? There are seasons and times. Prayers are answered all the time. Fasting is required all the time. But there are seasons that heaven is attentive to your giving. There are seasons. And you must understand that and position well for it. The next one is the peace offering. The peace offering is the voluntary offering of thanks to God who completes us and gives us peace. This type of offering is a type of offering where it's like the communion table. Because this offering, the parties that are involved share in the offering. It's bringing animal, killing the animal, and the blood and the fat upon the altar. The shoulder and the breast of the animal goes to the high priest, while the remaining goes to the one that brings the animal. You must understand that this offering facilitates peace between God and man. It facilitates peace between God and man. When I bring an offering of peace, we may not call it peace offering, but this is the type of offering. It says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15 to 16, therefore by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. I'm thanking him for what he did for me. I'm giving him praise. I'm giving him thanks. I'm giving him thanks. That is the fruit of our lips. I'm giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. In other words, your giving also should be for those who are within the body of Christ and all those outside. That means that when they take the meat, their own share, they go to their community and share with them. They go to the people around and share with them. And these are the things that we need to do. And these three offerings, you know what? Are not mandatory. Because in the Old Testament, you are controlled. In the New Testament, the law is written in your heart. You are spirit-led. But I must share with you why you need to do all this. Though these things are voluntary, but if you want to excel in life, you must live a surrendered life. You must bring the fruit of your labor and your hard work as an offering before God. And whatsoever you have, you must share. The Bible, when they talked about sharing in that scripture, sharing in that scripture means that it's koinonia. It's koinonia. You share with others. Can I get this thing to work? You share with others what you have within the household of faith. It's the community. That's why sometimes some of you will just be worshiping God. And the next thing you will see is that God will highlight somebody to you and say, I want you to buy that person this thing. It's not by force. No, it's not by force. It facilitates. And somebody who is far from the body of Christ, who is far, you knock on his door and you tell the person, the Lord said I should give you this thing. The person will ask you, which Lord? Peace. The ministry we have is the ministry of reconciliation. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. and 16, he said, therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise of God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share. Do not forget to do good and to share. Do good to those who are outside. Share with those around you. Those in your family, you share. These three offerings are spiritual offerings that you see. Something will begin to happen in your life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 3 to 5, it says, for I bear witness that according to the ability, yes, and beyond the ability, they were freely willing, employing us with much urgency that we should receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministry of the saints. And not only as we have hope, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. Apostle Paul was alluding to these three offerings here, talking to the church in Corinth about the church in Macedonia. He was telling them that they first of all gave themselves to the Lord. And after they gave themselves to the Lord, they now gave offerings to us and urged us. It's not because we wanted it. They urged us. And it's not because they had everything all together. The church in Macedonia was not a rich church. It was a poor. And they were willing to share to us and willing to share to you. They presented these three offerings. Why? Because these things will be imputed into your account. We are to offer spiritual sacrifice because it demands a response from the spirit realm. Every time you give this offering, the spirit realm must respond. Must respond. When you decide to obey the enemy, he will respond to you. When you want to do money ritual with money and you bring a sacrifice, that trading floor will respond to you. Same thing, because I don't understand. You want to do something that is abnormal, that your family has not done, you are bringing egg. You say you want to have money. In the other side, they will tell you what to bring. And it's not. The spirit realm must record. Sacrifice activates trading in the spirit realm. Every time there's sacrifice, the thing will come. Even God will smell a sweet smelling aroma. You can't kill somebody that is sacrificial. A surrendered life. My dream is no longer my own. I'm pursuing you. You see, sometimes when I see people give God some things, I can't come here and be preaching normal sermon to you. I should be challenging you and asking God what you have to deliver. It means I will have to pray, I have to fast, I have to read my Bible, I have to study and do research. Why? I don't want to give God any normal sacrifice. You can't be a singer and be singing Bello all the time. David had one instrument in the wilderness. When the tabernacle was built, he did 29 instruments. I'm sick and tired of believers who do not want to live a surrendered life and sacrifice of their substance. Say they want to scam me. Scam you? My father told me one thing. He said, if I give offering to church, what they do with it is their business. I've done my own. Because I want to trade. Whether you like it or not, you are trading every day. There's trading going on every day. Sacrifice makes the way open for God to move on our behalf. It makes the way open for God to move on our behalf. He said, it smelled a sweet smelling aroma. And he said, never again. Never again. You recruit spiritual forces by your sacrifice. Either good one or bad one. It depends on the floor you are trading. Spiritual sacrifice and trading have the power to deliver a nation from the stranglehold of corruption and compromise. Spiritual trading. Spiritual sacrifice. Has the power. People do not know. And the Bible said it in Malachi chapter 3. In Malachi chapter 2, he warned them about what they were doing. In Malachi chapter 3, he said, he will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi. Listen to me, church in Nigeria. God is purifying us. We need to call for mercy. He's purifying us. And purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. That means that you can give an offering in unrighteousness. You can't go and scam people and bring tithe. I finished preaching and somebody came to meet me. He said, I'm working in a hotel, my salary is small, but when they give me money in fuel, some part will remain, I will take it. Is it good? He said, they will not. I looked at him. I said, listen. If somebody does this to you, will you like it? He said, no. I said, okay, go. In verse 4, he said, then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord. Then your giving, your singing, your fasting will be pleasant to the Lord. As in the days of old, as in former years. And I will come near you for judgment. I will swift witness against the sorcerers, against adulterers, against perjurers, against those who exploit wage earners, and widows and orphans, and against those who turn away an alien. Because they do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. Spiritual sacrifice positions you to pray the prayers of heaven and issues the decree of heaven. It positions you. Spiritual sacrifice, done in order. The first order is surrendered life. It's not my will, but yours be done. Not my will, not my desires, but yours be done. I'm a born servant. The next offering that comes upon it is the grain offering that has to do with the one from your labor. The one from your labor, the hard work. The grain offering, you have to grind it to powder. Then you have to put it, and it becomes a memorial offering. The next one becomes a peace offering, where you are sharing and giving God thanks. Thank you, Lord. And you are sharing with those in your community and sharing with those who are outside the community of faith. Why? Because you know that Jesus also died for them too. Am I making sense? Then it now you will not get to the level where you will not hear what heaven is praying and you will hear the decrees. May God issue a restraining order on your behalf. Amen. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. I'm talking about court cases right now. I'm talking about the courts of heaven. When you come into the trading floor and you come like this, because you can't go, when you go to the market, you trade. You give a sacrifice, you go home with what you give. You can't speak in tongues there and collect people's things. You call with money and you go. Same thing. When you come to church this morning, you first of all worship God and say, Lord, not my will, but yours be done. Then you give an offering today. Then God will start speaking to your heart. Then you are now in a position to make decree. He said, if you return to the Almighty, you'll be built up. Surrendered life. He will remove iniquity far from your tent. Then you will lay your gold in dust, your giving. The gold of offer among the stones of the brooks. Yes, the Almighty will be your gold and your precious silver. And you will have your delight in the Almighty. And lift up your face to God. In verse 27, you say you'll make your prayer to him. And he'll do what? He will hear you. And you will pay your vows. You will also declare a thing. And it will be established for you. So, light will shine on your ways, not everybody's ways, your own ways. On your own ways. When you give this offering correctly, your prayer will be correct. Your declaration, you'll be clear that I won't die. No, you will ask yourself, what is heaven saying now? Heaven may be saying, who's that before Zerubbabel? They shall bow like clay. So when I come to a corporate meeting like this, I am intentional. Intentionality. Train your children like this. Because not what you live for them, it's what you live in them. Because if you don't leave something in them and you leave something for them, what is in them will destroy that thing. You can't come to church, parents. You can't come to church and give your children anyhow offering. You can't come to church. You should ask them, what did you people do today in church? Lift up your voice and pray. Live a surrendered life. Live this life before your children. You can't give your children 200 for snacks and 10 naira for God. It must cost you something. Any sacrifice that does not cost you anything is no sacrifice at all. Go and ask the people in the other side what they do. Sometimes they tell a man, sleep with your daughter. Is it normal? Bring your mother. Why? Because the enemy is not creative. He only counterfeits. David said, Aruna, I won't take this your flaw as free, because I will never offer to God that does not cost me anything. If in this fast, the only thing you are fasting is just to fast on that I will not, I one small fast, say I will eat chocolate, but I will eat any other food. Is the power of the sacrifice that commands heaven. Rise up on your feet. Stretch your hand before the communion table. Time is fast spent. We have 5 more minutes to close this service. I don't know. God help me. We have to listen to the announcement today. So just be patient with us. Stretch your hands before the communion table. This is peace offering. At the communion table. We're sharing the body of Christ. We're sharing amongst us that we affect your body and also command the attention of heaven. Father, on the night he was to be betrayed, he took the bread and he gave thanks and he broke it and said, this is my body broken for you. This is a memorial I want you to do before me. This is a memorial. It's a memorial. And he took the cup and said, this is a New Testament. My blood that was shed for the remission of all sins. And Father, we thank you. As we share it today, our bodies are healed. Our nation is healed. In the mighty name of Jesus. We even take it on behalf of people that have offended us. We forgive them and we declare that they will prosper. We declare that their finances are blessed. Their body is blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499. Or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.